Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit so that you can honor God, so you'll be able to be a better servant. And tonight I have no other than the famous Nicole E. Jefferson. Ladies and gentlemen out there, she has a dynamite spa in Greenbelt, Maryland. It is so nice and peaceful, so relaxed. And the other night she had an open house with at least about 60 people there. People were enjoying themselves. They don't care if they were standing on top of each other. But we had so much fun and so much activities, bra fitting, Reiki, reflexology. We had the esthetician, and then no other than your host, Renee Wiggins, also dealing with nutrition. Also, let's talk about Nicole E. Jefferson. As a graduate of Potomac Massage Training Institute, otherwise known as PMTI in Washington, D.C., she is a nationally certified and licensed massage therapist and a professional member of the American Massage Therapy Association. With 15 years of medical experience, including medical technology, cardiovascular invasive technology, and education, she is currently teaching massage therapy at PMTI, as well as the owner of Care Essence Therapeutic Massage. Her belief as a massage therapist is to offer support as an individual through touch, T period, O period, U period, C period, H period, which stands for truly offering you comforting hands. I like that. We assist the client, leading them to their own pursuit of relief of tension in the body, calming of the mind, and nourishment of the soul, by Nicole E. Jefferson. I like that, nourishment of the soul. With a wealth of knowledge in anatomy and physiology, allopathic medicine, Nicole treats clients from a holistic, preventable approach. Through massage therapy, she treats your body as a whole in order to create an inner balance so that your body can be better prepared to ward off ailments. From Reiki to sweetest massage, aromatherapy, hot stone massage, deep tissue massage, reflexology, pregnancy massage, cranial sacral therapy, corporate chair massage, raindrop technique, and Vitaflex, Nicole can bring your body into your own personal euphoria. Let's welcome Nicole. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. How are you?
Fine, fine. Wow, you are a wealth of information and certifications. And, oh, I didn't know, also teacher. I mean, you are a woman of everything.
I'm trying to be like you. Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself. I know I read your bio, but my listeners out there, she is a dynamite woman. Go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yes, when you were giving us compliments to the smoothie happy hour, I just wanted to say thank you, and I couldn't have done it without you. So, yes, we really did have a wonderful time. So, as you read with my bio, I have been a massage therapist for 12 years now. I see that I need to update my bio, but it's been 12 years. Our company will be 10 years old in February of 2016. And we just started expanding in different directions. You know, I primarily became a massage therapist because I was trying to help people, because I was in the medical field. And, you know, most of the time people come to the hospitals and to the doctor's office once something goes wrong. My plan was to help people prophylactically so that they can prevent injuries and ailments and things like that. And we would help them take care of themselves before they needed to go to doctors and hospitals and things. So that's been my plan. That's been my journey, and it's been a blessing.
It sure has. It is, because massage is very important, especially to the, I want to say, the minority population, because the our white brothers and sisters, it seems like it's passed down from generation to generation, just because it's something they know they need. But can you tell my listeners why they think, especially the Christian listeners, because sometimes they, you know, steer away from massage because they think it's like taboo or something. You shouldn't get a massage. So if you can explain the benefits.
No, it certainly isn't taboo. And I'll say that I received my first massage when I was in my 30s. I'm in my 40s now, and it inspired me to receive a massage. And ironically, I just had a client today, a new client. We actually discovered that we used to work together for a short stint of time over at the hospital, and today was her first massage. The first thing that massage therapy can do is it can bring awareness or attention to areas in your body that you may not notice. Sometimes when we get into our busy lives, into the stress of our lives and things, we are so focused in on focusing our attention on the thing that stresses us that we're not aware of the external forces or whatever. So, for example, if you continuously sit in bad posture in front of a computer and you find yourself leaning forward and forward and forward, you may not be aware of the knots and tension in your back that can be corrected through techniques like with massage therapy. And so when a massage therapist touch your back, they can bring awareness to you, the knots, the kinks, and all of the stresses, even just like how hard the muscle tissue is. Massage therapy can also increase circulation. So the other thing that causes a lot of tension and knots or whatever is, you know, being toxic, not enough movement and exercise. And I'm sure you can speak to this with the nutrition, you know, not drinking enough water. But with massage therapy, with us manipulating the muscle, the tissue, the bones and things like that or whatever, we can start getting that fluid circulating in the body or whatever to help flush out the toxins, flush out the impurities and things like that, and then encourage, you know, good nutrition and drinking water and things to restore the body with new nutrients or good nutrients to replace all of that toxic waste that we just released.
And that is so true, Nicole, because, you know, like you, I didn't really have my first massage until I was in my 40s. Mm-hmm. And so it was really something for me because I had somebody to touch my back, you know, and like you said, you realize where you're tight at when a massage therapist, because otherwise you come functional, I want to say, in that position. Because when you talk about leaning, I was leaning forward just now at the computer, and you got to have that correct posture. And I like when you also said about moving things around. For my listeners out there, sometimes think of it like a glass of water. You let it sit there for a long time, it becomes stagnant, and it gets cloudy. And that's how Nicole was talking about our blood becomes, and therefore it needs to move. So especially if you're constipated, I had some clients would have to get up in the middle of a massage and go to the bathroom because, like you said, it just sits there. And what happens, you say, the toxins sit there, right? So, oh, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Yes, definitely. So, you said it's calming. It moves all the toxins around. It helps eliminate waste. So what I know I mentioned the service out there, but explain the reflexology because I don't know if my listeners know about that.
Okay, so reflexology is a like an acupressure touch. We touch different points on your foot, hands, and your ears that represent different organs of your body, as well as your sinuses, your ears, and your nose, and things like that. But you can do some work on, let's say, the arch of the foot, and that represents the arch of the foot and the big toe. That represents the spinal column and the brainstem in your body. And so you can do manipulative work and pressure points around that area of the foot, and it'll help release some tension or some toxins that you may be feeling in your back or in your brain. And so every organ in the body is represented on the hands, foot, and ear. And so as you do those pressure points or whatever, you can feel a release or bring awareness or attention to something that's sensitive into the body, and then you can give you an opportunity to explore it more. And I'll give you a story. I had traveled to China back in 2007, and so the journey to China on an airplane is about 20 to 23 hours. Don't quote me on that, but it's a very long flight. And so after I arrived back into the U.S., I landed in Texas, and then I had to take a trip back to a flight back to D.C. And so I was very compressed. I had been in that, you know, that tight. I wasn't flying first class. I was flying commercial, and so I was very crunched in that tight space or whatever. And so I went and received a reflexology session, and the areas that they were working on primarily was my brainstem, my spinal column, and ironically my colon. My eating habits had changed when I went to China. I'm not used to eating all of the rich food. The food was very delicious or whatever, but it wasn't what I was used to. So I was very constipated, and the work that the practitioner did around the area of the colon gave me a release, and I felt much better almost instantaneously because I had movement, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, reflexology is very, very powerful work.
It is very powerful because I had a client. She came for nutrition. Then I told about my other modalities, and she wanted to try this reflexology. So I was doing reflexology on her. So the toes there, you got areas of the ear around. So I forgot what things the second and third toes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pressing
yeah.
in there, and I told her, you know, you kind of tender in that area. You have any problems with your ears? And she looked at me. She thought I was crazy. So she
mm-hmm.
got up and she left, and she figured she's not going to deal with me anymore because it was something new to her. So when she got on the phone and to call her son, and she was talking about this. I said, I can understand how it's there. But when she got there and talked about my ears, something must be wrong with my ears, I got scared. So she said there was silence over the phone, and then he said to Mom, remember last week you went to the doctor because you had a lot of earwax or something going on and problems, and he had to get fluid and everything to get those wax out. And she got really quiet. She said, oh, my God, God. So what we're saying is true, or, you know, it's reflection, you know, on our feet and hands. This is sort of, I guess, the Eastern medicine, because this is preventive instead of, I guess, when you said invasive, meaning going into the bodies, the needles, the cutting. They do a lot of things externally so they would not have to cut, because they don't believe in cutting up the body. So like cutting up your soul, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm.
So we talk about the reflexology. Now, I want to talk about craniosacral therapy because that is very powerful too.
Yes, it is. So craniosacral therapy speaks to the inner core of the body. You know, we talked about the circulatory system, and that's the system with the red blood cells that streams through your body. But then your nervous system also has a fluid called cerebrospinal fluid, and that works along the nervous system. And so what happens is sometimes we are exposed to trauma, and trauma can be defined in many different ways. It can be trauma from an accident or a fall. It can be from a crisis, post-traumatic stress, or, you know, you might be a victim of domestic violence. Any shock that your body is exposed to, your cerebral spinal fluid may get stuck in rhythm. And if I could use your example with the water not moving, and then all of a sudden you like suddenly move the pan, and then you get a stimulation or flow. With the cranial sacral does is it helps speak to the cerebral spinal fluid to get that movement, so that over a series of sessions, you may experience a release. And the release can be emotional, it can be extreme laughter, it can be crying and things like that or whatever, but that area or space that has become stuck because of the traumatic event, you'll start experiencing changes in your attitude and things like that. All positive things, but everybody's experience is different. Now, craniosacral sounds very invasive, but it really is very light touch. It's different points along the bodies. It could be just, you know, an hour hold on the feet or the big toe, or it could be, you know, specific holds along the cerebral spinal canal from the head down to the base of the sacrum. And I'll just tell you, it's really amazing work. And the people who have experienced trauma, they notice changes, you know, but it's one of those things that you really have to be open to. So I always tell people, I never try to force them to have, you know, long, lengthy sessions or whatever. What I try to do for some of my clients is, in a massage session, I may contribute 15 to 20 minutes somewhere in the session with the cranial sacral, so they can just get an experience from it without, you know, feeling like they're being forced or pressured to face some traumatic event, you know. So you want to lightly introduce that work to people.
Yeah, some of my listeners out there, cranial sacral therapy, you can look it up. It is a very powerful thing because I had it done. You know, when Nicole and I, when we have to learn these modalities, we had to practice on each other. And I had that done. And Nicole, when that person put their hand down to my sacral area, my God, I felt the fluid go up to my brain. I mean, it actually, like that, pound, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had a slight headache after that because it was just, you know, I actually felt the fluid move.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you just said an accident, I just realized a couple of years before that I was walking with snowy ice, and guess where I fell? My feet went up there, and I felt on my butt. So, so it's very powerful. All this is not like mumbo-jumbo or heba-heba or some kind of voodoo or anything. It is really powerful, non-invasive modalities. Yes, yes, yes. So, like I said, she had this big old, you know, event the other night. Are there any more events down the line?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you and I have been speaking about doing some work around a detox boot camp. We are going to highlight particular practitioners such as yourself, Ms. Wiggins. We're going to talk about nutrition and diabetes. All of the events that when you come to our Greenbelt office, we will highlight certain practitioners and will offer free services. So the last event we did highlight Reiki, which is guided meditation. We did chair massages, and we had the consultations, the skincare consultations, and the nutritional consultations. And so we'll always offer services like that, but then, you know, as the winter months are coming, we'll move from smoothies to juicing and, you know, helping people, you know, just bring exposure to things they may not have tried in the past, but just bringing awareness to their bodies. You know, it's always common in the during the holidays, after we've overindulged in all of the sweet, rich foods and things, people start talking about weight loss. But we can bring their awareness to nutrition so that they can make more health-conscious decisions during the holidays, and so they don't have to regret everything that they've done, you know, during the holidays and then start over in January. We can get them on track starting in October, and they making wiser decisions so that they can be comfortable in their decisions throughout the holiday season, you know?
Yes, yes. So my listeners out there, listen to what Nicole is saying. Go ahead, Nicole.
I was going to say, so the next four events that we have coming up are October 3rd, October 30th, November 20th. It's a Friday, and December 18th. So, again, it's October 3rd, October 30th, November 20th, and December 18th.
Okay. And can you give out your website and phone number so they can know and at least be aware to sign up for your events?
Yes. So our phone number is 202-689-4585. And if you text us to that number, if you text Happy Hour, we will add you to our knit list so that we can send you a invitation. That number again is 202-689-4585, and I would need you to text your name and your email address and put Happy Hour as the keyword, and we will invite you to our next four events. The website is www.careessencetm.com. www.carcarwash.com, and I'll spell that. That's www.carreassence, T as in Tom, M as in Mary.com.
So also, do you also offer body wraps too?
We do offer body wraps. And what I say about body wraps, what we do is we dip the gauze in a collagen aloe vera solution, and then we measure you before and after the wrap. Then we completely wrap you with the gauze solution, put you in a sweatsuit, and then we'll put you in a sauna. So you can pretty much sweating most of the fat, and the collagen aloe vera solutions, they are detoxing in nature, so they will help tighten the skin and release some of the toxins. But this is what I have to say about the body wraps, and I know I'm supposed to be selling people on it, but you have to be in a nutritional exercise regimen. A lot of people want to come to get the body wraps as their quick fix to weight loss, and you really have to do the slow and steady, you know, eating the right foods and exercising. And then I tell people when they reach plateaus or they need to elevate their metabolism that they can use the body wrap as a boost to knock off some of those inches. But this should not replace good nutrition and movement.
I like how you said that.
I know, because
Nicole
so
said
excited.
Good nutrition and movement. She emphasized that movement, and that is so true. For my listeners out there, it's Care Essence Therapeutic Massage. You got to go to Greenbelt, what we said, 7211 Greenbelt Marrow. No, 7211 Handover Parkway, Greenbelt Marrow.
Sweet
D, you got to come. You got to come, ladies and gentlemen, because it's really, really nice. And those body wraps, you're right, is good nutrition and it's exercise. And you got to do a series of them, because believe me, I used to do it on a friend. And she would lose the inches afterwards, but you got to be continuous every week or every 2 weeks. I forgot, you got to do it. It's not just a one-time thing at all.
Exactly.
So this is really helpful in everything. Go ahead.
The other thing that I'll speak to body wraps, I just had a client not too long ago. She has a disease that affects her white cells. I can't think of the name of the disease right now, but she's very sensitive to heat. So she really wanted to try the body wrap experience because she had never had it before. But days after her treatment, she just felt really, really drained, and she didn't really like the way that she felt. Now, the results that she experienced were good. She lost about 7 inches in her waist, and typically people will lose a total of 5 to 20 inches with one wrap. But she had scheduled a series of wraps, and what we actually did was we traded in her body wraps for massages, which actually helped her feel better. So you really have to listen to your body and be willing to do what's right for you. So like I said at the top of the call, you know, we're trying to help people prevent illnesses and ailments or whatever. So you don't want to do what doesn't work and what doesn't feel good. You want to have an opportunity to listen to your body, and they'll tell you, hey, this is good for me, or this is working for me, but this doesn't. So you don't want to just get into a sauna because your brain has told you that you need to lose weight. If the outcome of the body wrap doesn't work for you, then, yes, you're going to have to try something else, you know? Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of times people want to, I want deep tissue, and then they have it, and then, there's so much pain, or something can't be moved the day after. You can't always get what other people are getting. You have to first start out with Swedish and learn or feel the technician's or practitioner's touch, and then you can say, can you go deeper in that area? But when you're doing it all over, some people have known that, you know, the next day they can't turn their neck, their shoulders hurt after a deep tissue. So it's good to at least be aware of these different modalities. I would first start out with a Swedish massage and then aromatherapy too. You maybe want to, we got about 4 minutes, explain about aromatherapy.
Okay. I'll go specifically to a technique called the raindrop technique that includes aromatherapy. We use essential oils that are therapeutic grade. So, yeah, you can go into a local store, a supermarket, and buy oils. But if they're not therapeutic grade, then what you may be getting is a dilution. So the FDA allows for, like, when you see 10% or pure grade, that is a certain amount of the essential oil that is in a dilution of something like maybe olive oil or almond oil or grapeseed oil or things like that. Therapeutic grade oils, you're getting 100% concentration of the oil that the oil that's extracted from that particular plant. And so with aromatherapy, you can apply oils topically, aromatically, meaning putting them in a diffuser, not burning them, but putting them in a diffuser where they are like pushed into the atmosphere. You can actually put the essential oils in a capsule and take some of them orally and definitely by smelling them. And some of the oils, like the basil, oregano, and thyme, you can actually cook with those oils as well, and they're not harmful to the body. The application of the oils, some of the oils are antibacterial, antiparasitic, antiviral in nature, and so when you apply them topically to the areas of the body where the disease is in your body, you can experience healing. So in the raindrop technique, we use it to help address people who have curvatures in their spine. We apply a series of 9 oils along the spinal column and on the base of the foot that correlates to the brainstem and the spinal column, and then we do these feathering techniques to get the oil penetrating into the body. The benefits will help straighten out the spine, but because the oils are penetrating into the skin, the organs of the thoracic and the abdominal cavities are receiving the benefits of the oil too. So you also experience an overall feeling of good health, emotional releasing, and maybe some healing in areas of your body where you were experiencing dis-ease or discomfort.
Yeah,
I know
that is true. No. You didn't say a lot. It's good because people need to know about that, because essential oils, for my folks out there, they are derived from the plant and they're extracted from plants. So they got to grow acres and acres for some of these oils. And these oils, like you said, are 100% therapeutic. Could be where some of these other oils out there could be diluted or it could have impurities in it. And
exactly.
So you want to be careful when you apply topically to the skin, or like you say, the citrus and the lemon you can use in your cakes or in your teas. Lavender I put on the bottom of my feet because it helps me sleep better. And there's others, like you say, you can spray or you can put it on a napkin next to your tissue, and that way, and just smell it. You know, it gives off a nice aroma, and that way it's just help clearing your sinuses and everything. So all this that Nicole has talked about, people, helps balance the total body, mind, and spirit. And because you've got to look way back during Jesus' time and everything, they were using frankincense and myrrh and all these other essential oils for healing. So, Nicole, can you give us at least one, we got about 1 minute left, can you give us, my listeners, a tip that they can do tonight?
Tonight, well, I like the one that you used about the lavender on the feet, or you can put it in a spray and you can put it in a spray bottle with some water, shake it up, and just spritz your linen and your pillowcase before you go to bed. You don't want to make it too strong, but that aromatherapy, if you like the scent of lavender or maybe lemon, something not too stimulating but something soft, you may want to use rose oil or something like that to help you with your quiet sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is so true. And they can get these essential oils from you too?
Yes, and again, my number is 202-689-4585, yes.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate the list my listeners do for the benefits of massage, and I look forward to having you, as well as to the upcoming events in October, November, and you did say December too, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, and you have a good evening.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.
No problem. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.